Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program you're listening to right now on all Otis radio stations. I am your host, Ian Sorensen, first of a couple of guests today, Carly Reagans from the Midtown Art Walk. Carly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I want to thank you for coming in. And you are, what is your business coordinator? Is that the right title or did I mess that up?
Yes. Okay. My title is business coordinator, but also just one of the planners. We only have, you know, four of us on the team. So we kind of wear a lot of hats.
Really? Yeah. And Midtown Art Walk has just exploded. It sucks I couldn't, again, I said this before we started recording, but it sucks that I couldn't get you in the studio before it actually took place so we could talk about it more. But you guys are doing pretty well on your own. It feels like it's a huge event now.
Yeah.
And which year was this?
This was the 10-year celebration that we just celebrated. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's really crazy.
I've been a part of it for about 8 years now.
Oh, okay.
So it's been really cool to see it grow from, you know, I think, and gosh, 8 years ago, we had 12 businesses participating. This year, we had over 70. So it's been really cool. Yeah. It's been really cool to see just the growth of Midtown. You know, it's a nonprofit event. And so it's all volunteer run. And we just really have a passion for the awesome businesses and the amazing artists that we have in Reno. And so it's been cool to see Reno just kind of grasp onto it and celebrate it as
Definitely.
Well.
Definitely. It's a Renaissance, as they've been saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
like.
Renaissance.
Sure.
I like that.
So 10 years, I mean, I don't know if you have any background about the event itself. Who came up with it? How did it come about? That sort of thing.
Yeah, so these two guys on campus came up with it as like a semester project for international students. And they go to Livingstone's church and they came, I work for Livingstone's, and they came to Livingstone's after 2 years of putting it on at 12 with 12 businesses and maybe 200 participants. And they came to us about 8 years ago and said, hey, we're doing this event. It's been really awesome. And I think it could grow, but we don't have the means to grow it anymore.
Right.
They just didn't have the resources. So
and
they asked,
bequeathed it to you?
Or? Yeah. They okay. asked Livingstone's if we would want to take it on just as kind of an outreach because we were fairly new to the neighborhood in Midtown. And so we were, you know, absolutely happy to take it over. And, you know, we have, you know, we have a design artist on staff at Livingstone's and, you know, just a lot of resources that Livingstone's kind of volunteered our hours to put on the Midtown Art Walk. So we've been doing it ever since. And it's just been, you know, really awesome.
Been massive. So you yourself, what is your background? How did you were already at Livingstone's when this kind of was brought to you 8 years ago?
Yeah, so I didn't, I've kind of done event planning on a very smaller scale,
right.
But this has really been a learning process. Every year we learn something new, but it's been cool to grow in our relationship with the city and with the state and just different organizations around Reno who champion small business and champion artists. And so, yeah, I definitely went in kind of blind, but we've learned a ton in the last 10 years.
Definitely, and it's paid off.
Yeah,
obviously.
It's awesome.
So did you think it was going to get to kind of to this level? Because it's just a huge, it's like a block party, but we're talking about blocks upon blocks.
Yeah, it's about 3/4 of a mile long.
Yeah.
And I remember the first year that we organized it, we were just crossing our fingers, hoping people would show up. And I think that first year we probably had maybe 1,000 to 2,000 people. So we didn't know how big it would get, but it's been crazy to see it, to see it grow that much. But yeah, it's the more that each business really owns it and takes on, you know, Livingstone's provides kind of the skeleton for it. We, you know, do all kind of the back end organizing,
right.
But the businesses are really, and the artists are really the ones that kind of put flesh to the bones and,
yeah.
and they really own it and do their own things and invite people in and they're the customer service. And so the more that they own it, the better it is. And so we just are really thankful to the businesses for really participating.
Very cool. So it's nonprofit. Does that mean, I guess, are people donating money to a certain cause or anything, or is it mostly just getting the word out about these businesses and about these artists?
No. So the business, event costs quite a bit to put on, but it's funded by all of the participating businesses. And then we have some sponsors as well. And we try to make the sponsor level, entry level, fairly low because we want our businesses, you know, they're mom and pop shops.
Right.
in Midtown, and you know, they don't, they're not on the same scale as casinos or stuff like that. So
or
we
big
tried
businesses,
yeah,
stores,
yeah, yeah. So we try to make the entry level for sponsors really low. We have a lookbook each year that we put those sponsors in and talk about their business and put a ton of photos. We provide photos to the businesses and videos to really give them collateral that they can use, you know, throughout right. the year. So it's the Art Walk is put on by all of the businesses in Midtown financially. So that's really cool too. It's not, you know, some big, huge sponsor that comes in, but we have local guys and girls that are really, you know, funding it. We had huge funding from Marmot this year and the Tolls Development Group, you know, some right. just local companies that, you know, want to see Midtown succeed.
Right on. And it gets them on the map, these businesses.
Yes.
So it's kinda,
yes.
it really pays off.
Yeah. I mean, the businesses to participate, it costs them $100. But in the scheme of things, you know, $100 to get, you know, this year we had about 5,000 people come out.
Yeah.
So you're potentially getting thousands of people, you know, walking by your
by,
business, coming in. Yeah. And there's, I've met a lot of people that had never been to Midtown before and are coming to the event and they're just blown away by how many businesses are down there and they're such cool businesses and they're
yeah, unique and
yes.
like clothing stores you wouldn't necessarily
there's
expect.
There's so much that Midtown has to offer.
I live there and I literally walked down the street last night and I was like, there's a clothing store?
Yeah.
Like on this street? Like
yeah.
I didn't really even notice.
Yeah, and it's really cool to see, you know, when we first started, it was kind of right out of the recession, and Reno really bounced back with small businesses.
Definitely.
And so, you know, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, I remember we before the Art Walk, we did like a street sweep where we try to like clean up, you know, some needles out of the gutter and, you know, like
yeah.
kind of Midtown was a little seedy. But now, you know, 10 years later, there's people with pushing strollers with families and they're, you know, walking down there. And this year
down the thoroughfare, so to speak.
Yes. And this year we had 15 businesses on the Art Walk who are brand new since last year. So they weren't even a business last year. So, you know, it keeps growing and people keep opening those small businesses.
That's fantastic. So how has it kind of evolved? I mean, obviously more people have come about. You've had more businesses added, but what was that first one that you worked on like?
It was, well, so the first one was more of, you know, you had to have the map in front of you,
okay.
To find the businesses.
Right.
And it was kind of a scavenger hunt to find these businesses.
They were all
kind of
spread out a
little
bit more.
They're spread out. There wasn't a ton of people. So we've noticed as it has evolved is, people, that's why we turned it from a map into a lookbook that people can, you know, take the lookbook home and read it and learn about the businesses because,
right.
Now that it's so big, people don't need a map. Because they just kind of see where are people gathering, where is their music,
yeah.
where are their balloons, where are their food trucks, where are their, you know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it has evolved. We went from, you know, having 30 businesses that people had to really look on the map to find to having, you know, this year we had 5 main stages where we closed down 3 different streets. And, you know, you just look down Virginia Street and you see all that's going on.
Yeah.
So, that's been the crazy thing of watching it
evolve.
You don't
know, it's not like you're going like 6 blocks to get to the next place. You're just kind of following the crowd.
Yes, exactly.
There's something every 2 feet.
Yeah. And this, we had a shuttle this year from Virginia City. They donated, they came down like a little trolley.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And drove up and down the event all night. And oh, it was so cool to ride on it because you got to see the whole Art Walk, the whole scope of it. Because, you know, it's only 4 hours. It's a lot to see in 4 hours.
Yeah.
And so the shuttle was cool because you just kind of, you know, you're driving by, you're like, oh, wow, that business, look what they're doing. Oh, art cars. You know,
yeah.
you just see everything.
That's really cool. So as far as the planning goes, what is the timetable for this?
Oh, gosh.
Is it like, because I talk to people who do big events like
yeah.
fundraisers,
mm-hmm.
Certain nonprofits, and they're like, so we get done and then we take a month off and then we start planning next year.
Yeah.
So is that kind of the same schedule?
Yeah, that's basically it. We do a couple things in the fall in regards to, you know, applying for city scholarships and grants and stuff.
Right.
But we really, you know, like I said, the majority of the planning team works for a church. And so our busy season is Christmas. So after Christmas, you know, January 1 is kind of when we ramp up and say, okay, like, you know, what are we going to do next year? We got to figure this out. And so we pretty much do all of the planning from January until, you know,
until
June.
The event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you have any ideas in your head of what you want, maybe want to change, want to add for next year?
Oh gosh, I don't even.
Or you haven't even thought about it yet?
No,
still, like, got shell shock.
Yeah, this year was definitely our biggest year. We had fireworks, which are the first fireworks in Midtown. It's kind of a bummer because it was a windy day, so our 2-minute fireworks show got cut down to 30 seconds. But still, it's the principle.
Hey, fireworks are fireworks,
yeah, it's the principle of the matter. We had fireworks
just
in Midtown. Yeah. So, you know, that was really cool. And we had like a finale concert and, you know, we just tried to step it up a little bit and it worked. And so I think, gosh, we're kind of just nervous about, you know, it was the 10-year celebration and, you know, we really went big. And so now we're nervous about what next year looks like.
Right.
How do we top that or, you know, even grow from that?
You grow and you just keep expectations keep rising.
Exactly.
So how many volunteers did you say you had working on this?
Yes, we have 4 volunteers consistently. And then we also work with the Midtown District who helps us, you know, contact businesses and that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's business owners that, you know, just volunteer their time and energy into going around and really, you know, a lot of the work is, you know, planning a big event is hard, but planning a big event with 70 little events inside of it even harder
because
every business is doing something different. And so, you know, the core team is 4 people, but really everyone tries to pitch in.
All right, right on. So do you have any other kind of peripheral events involved with Midtown Art Walk, or is basically that is your main focus?
That is our main focus. Okay. Yeah, we've been asked, you know, you should do this every month or every Thursday.
I would not have a life.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm like, well, you need to start paying us then because this is not going to happen.
If you're going to make it a job, then
exactly.
Seriously.
So yeah, we really, you know, we try to do one thing and one thing well.
Right.
You
That's
know,
a good attitude.
Yeah. If we're going to, you
stretch
know,
yourself.
Put our resources into something, we want to make it, you know, do it really well and make it work. And so, yeah, we do a ton of outreaches, you know, with the food bank and the Women and Children's Center of the Sierras and, you know, different organizations throughout the year. But in regards to Midtown and pouring into the arts and culture scene, that this the Midtown Art Walk is what we do.
Very cool. Okay, what can people find out? I know, again, it just happened, which sucks. But can people find more about it somewhere?
Yeah, MidtownArtWalk.com has all of the information about the last event. If you want to see pictures, the hashtag is Midtown Art Walk. And so there's, you know, thousands of pictures from
on
people.
On the Instagram?
Yeah, on the Instagram and the Facebook. And our Instagram handle is MT Art Walk. And so just check those out. And, you know, it's really cool to just see all the photos of people coming. And, you know, there's so many different art forms there. You know, that we had Silk Aerialists. We had a comedian, an internationally known comedian, I guess, and he was awesome.
Who was that?
Dustin Nickerson. Yeah, he was performing at the Nugget, I believe.
Oh, and, really? And
the same night, and he just we asked him, and he's like, "Yeah, I'd love to."
That's
you know,
really cool.
We had the Cirque Perry show from El Dorado come out and do some fun stuff, and you know, painters and photographers and sculpture artists, and really just everything. And so, like I said, it's a big event to see in 4 hours. So you know, checking out the Instagram and you know all of that, you get to see some of the stuff that you might have missed.
Very cool. So yeah, check that out and get excited for next summer.
Yeah.
Very cool. So Carly Reagans, thanks a lot for coming in.
Yeah,
Midtown
thanks
Art
for
Walk.
Having me.